Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got Planned Parenthood with an annual report of $500 million in tax money. That's eugenics. We're going to be covering that more coming up after some calls. Birthers hail judge's decision that could depose Obama. That's an Infowars.com article by Paul Joseph Watson. It's linked on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. We'll be breaking that down coming up. We've also got Palin coming out saying GOP better not marginalize his supporters. Look, I know Rand has come out and said that he doesn't think that it'd be a good idea for Paul to run as a third party. And I could see that hurting the legacy of Campaign for Liberty being seen as people that helped Obama get back in. But everything's coming to a head right now. I mean, if Mittens Romney is a carbon copy of Barack Obama, he just has lighter skin, only difference, then, I mean, what's the difference? If Ron Paul runs third party, if he doesn't win in these upcoming primaries, he's in the race. Then he will be injecting real issues, and he's got the base to do it. We need to attack the New World Order now. We need to belly up to the bar and force our way into these discussions now. So people, as everything unfolds and unravels and goes into free fall, people need to understand who's behind all this. I mean, look, it's time to be all in. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, all in. Let's go to some of your phone calls right now. I'll get more into this news coming up. But Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all the freedom lovers out there. I was in Acme, Iowa last night at the Paul campaign party, and I actually interviewed Corporal Jesse Thorson before CIA operative Dana Bash interviewed him, and I was trying to get him on my friend's radio show, Liberty Talk Radio, and he said, you know, he just got into the party, wanted to calm down a bit, and he said, come back in a few minutes. I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I mean, his response, Alex, and I hope maybe I can send you the MP3 of this. I mean, when CNN cuts his interview off or cuts him off last night, He was going to talk about Israel. He was mentioning that Israel can defend themselves. He mentioned that the Israeli military is capable to defend
themselves. Yeah, no, Ron Paul's speech back in the 80s when they attacked the reactor, he said, well, that's their sovereign right to do that. I mean, Israel's got 400 to 800 nukes, conservatively. I mean, it's just ridiculous to say Ron Paul wants us to be nuked, so we've got to have more wars. Again, this is all part of bankrupting this country and our military being used to be the empire's enforcers. You're welcome to send us your MP3 interview with him. You want to put you on hold, and once we get it, come back to you. You can introduce it to us, because I haven't gotten to it yet. We've got it up at Infowars.com. CNN pulls the plug on live feed of Soldier talking about voting for Ron Paul. But if you've got the interview with what he actually said, I'd like him to not be censored. That's pretty exciting. Is it already on the web somewhere, or have you not?
I have an MP3 on my digital recorder. I can email it to you within the next 30 seconds. But here's the thing, Alex.
Well, let me just stop you. I'm gonna put you on hold. Jaron, you need to give him your email, because I actually know Julio sent us a lot of great stuff. Julio, in fact, you're part of the We Are Change folks, aren't you? That actually confronted Al Gore, aren't you?
I didn't confront Al Gore. I'm friends with the We Are Change crew.
No, but you've been involved in some of those actions, right?
Yeah, I confronted Herman Cain a couple months ago.
I just know over the last 4 or 5 years I've seen a lot of your great work. So, I'm going to have Jaron talk to you right now, and I want you to send us that MP3 right now, and then we'll come back to you as soon as we get it. It may be 10 minutes or whatever, because emailing us is like an act of Congress. And we have special systems. We have mice on wheels that get the emails out. You may have to send it to Jaron's private email for all I know, but we'll talk to you right now, Julio, and come back. Here we go.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Correspondence. He sent us a lot of good stuff over the years. Julio's on hold. He's been on there for like an hour to get on air and tell us that he interviewed the military specialist, I guess Army veteran, who was on CNN and got the feed cut when he tried to talk about how the military doesn't want to attack Iran. CNN pulls the plug on live feed of soldier talking about voting for Ron Paul. The soldier starts explaining how preemptive war is the greatest danger, and the feed is cut, and you can clearly see it cut. And they do this stuff all the time. And so as soon as he's able to MP3 us that to our email system, we'll go back to him and play the clip and then play with the guy the rest of the story, what he said, breaking that here. Now, if it doesn't come through in the next 10 minutes, we'll just give him my private email. We'll try to get through that way. Sometimes our spam systems block basically everything but the spam. But an example is Wayne Paul couldn't get our email yesterday, so Jaron just sent it from his private one. I'm not complaining here. I'm just explaining why it's frustrating. I want to go back to some of your phone calls right now, but first I want to hit some more news. Here's some of it right now. Birthers hail judge's decision that could depose Obama. Ruling denies Obama's attempt to have complaint that seeks to strike president from Georgia ballot dismissed. Birthers are hailing a decision by a judge in Georgia that could see Barack Obama struck when the presidential state ballot of Obama fails to prove that he fulfills the natural-born citizen constitutional requirement to be president. Deputy Chief Judge Michael Mulhaly in the Office of State Administrative Hearings denied a motion by Obama asking to dismiss the complaint. What about his fake Social Security number that wasn't his out of Connecticut? I mean, there's something going on here that seeks to keep his name off the state ballot during the March presidential primary. The judge's decision now sets the stage for a January 26 hearing on the issue of Fulton County. And it just goes on from there. You can find that article at InfoWars.com. It's also linked on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. With some other interesting news, Obama in unprecedented power grab, breaking a rule and law set by Congress, by Democrats, to recess appoint a whole bunch of federal judges. Lock up your daughters, your sons, your guns, your gold, because these people are criminals. They'll ship guns into Mexico, drugs back into the U.S., blame the Second Amendment, even when they're caught. And they'll let MF Global take money and have the guy that did it in the White House, and nobody gets in trouble. I mean, these are gangsters running the country. Very, very creepy. In fact, creepy doesn't even hold a candle to how crazy this has gotten. And here's the headline, another headline. America, a Mormon from Massachusetts wins Iowa. What do you think is going to happen with evangelicals who've said they won't vote for a Mormon for whatever reason once he gets in there? Romney's a ringer for Obama. I mean, only somebody like Bob Dole could lose. Mitt Romney, Mittens Romney, just like Bob Dole against Bill Clinton. I mean, that was a ringer. And they're going to do it again. This is how the corrupt ruling class do this. Everybody else up there is a stuffed suit, a teleprompter reader. I know you know that. We got to get this message out to people. They're starting to get it, but not fully. The only person who's real is Ron Paul, and that's why the entire system, including Al Gore, came out last night and said, don't vote for Ron Paul. He's a kook. He's a nut. This is a confirmed con artist scammer who says he invented the internet and wants you to pay him money to breathe. I mean, it's too rich. Here's some of the other news. This is out of CNS News. Planned Parenthood's annual report, they got $487.4 million in tax money. Well, that's just federal. Here in Travis County, where I sit doing this radio show, Austin, Texas, they take money from every business in the city and they pay it for Planned Parenthood to open up more offices than Starbucks. Basically, on every corner, they're in the schools counseling the kids. They've got it where they can get 13-year-olds to have abortions without parental consent. So why not in California have the governor, and he did 3 months ago, sign a bill saying they'll give your kids shots without consent. They're not going to stop. Oh, your 13-year-old's pregnant? We're going to take them for a medical experiment. But we're taking them to the chop shop. But if your 13-year-old wants to go to the state fair with the school or go to the planetarium, you better get a letter signed. But hey, put them in the stirrups and get the knives going and the vacuum cleaner going. Knock yourself out. Mommy and daddy don't need to know. Hey, some experimental shots been killing people? You bet. Get ready. It's fun. It's great. It's not a human life, and parents shouldn't be involved. And then Planned Parenthood, here where I live, has like cover articles in the Statesman and the Chronicle and other birdcage liners who thank God, especially the Statesman can barely stay afloat and the rest of them, I mean, because nobody's going to read your garbage soon. I mean, you know, the trendy, windy Chronicle, because it acts trendy and, you know, sniveling, you know, as if you're trendies reading it. But it's always about how Planned Parenthood's under attack and there's fundraisers and everyone scurrying around. I'm going to do some more reports on Planned Parenthood with the quotes, not from 50 years ago. We've got those, but the new ones where, yeah, we got to get more fundraising to get rid of these blacks. Hey, can I give money just to get rid of the blacks? Oh, you bet you can. All those audio recordings. Oh, yeah. What about Mexicans? Oh, yes. Oh, we'll get rid of those. And they've got them in all the minority neighborhoods. And then you've got all the paid off minority groups who'll never talk about it. because they're there to give you racial consciousness to have race war in this country and racial division the government can control, not to actually stop your babies from getting chopped up. The La Reconquistas won't tell you about that because they're paid for by the Ford Foundation, who wants to make sure you're deader than a hammer. But here's the report right here. According to its latest annual report, the Planned Parenthood Federation of America received $487 million in tax dollars over a 12-month period and performed 329,455 abortions. In addition, the number of adoption referrals made by the organization continued to decline. Even though there's a huge premium on babies, including minority babies, I always hear the talking point by Planned Parenthood and others about who's going to adopt the brown and black babies. There are Christian groups lined up around the block that will adopt mentally retarded brown babies. But the issue here is that Planned Parenthood is a racist organization. They're dedicated to it. You know, real racists don't run up in some clown Nazi outfit that's usually, you know, some globalist, you know, group out there trying to get a hate law passed. And, you know, half of them are federal agents up there. I mean, this has happened over and over again. It's, you know, it's come out over and over again. Real racists come up and go, "I'm liberal." I mean, and have the NPR lisping affected voice. That's like an army tank driving up to run over you and your family playing ice cream truck music. "We're friendly. We're loving. Non-threatening." Yeah, they're threatening. Again, it's camouflage. It's trendiness camouflage. Loving. Care so much about you. And it's just disgusting, absolutely disgusting what this organization does. I mean, the Margaret Sanger quotes about, "We got to hire black leaders. The blacks don't trust us. And once we get enough black leaders posing as liberals, we can exterminate these weeds." And again, let's just be honest about it. Okay, and I've every liberal black group I've talked to or Hispanic group, they won't talk about it because they're funded by it. They just like going to the meetings and having the families come in there with their racial consciousness and bash Whitey all day and sit around and feel real good. Meanwhile, the leadership knows full well what they're doing. In fact, Jesse Jackson, you can go back to the records, would talk about this till they bought him off. I mean, how much money does it take to get you to sell your people on it being trendy and cool to get your kids killed? And then people say, "Oh, well, look how many criminals you've already got and problems and who wants to pay for it." You get rid of the welfare, you encourage the family, and then these problems will disappear. The globalists want social rot. They don't want the problems to disappear. It's on record. Before welfare and breaking up with the family and saying you can have money but you can't have a man in the house in the 1960s, black illegitimacy was only about 40%. Now it's 92% nationwide. And they come back with a politically correct statement of, "Oh, don't bash single families. I'm just saying you're four times more likely to end up in prison, three times more likely to be on drugs." I mean, it's hard to keep your children under control with two parents. The wages of the New World Order is death. And so next time you're hanging out at your public school or your college and some slack-jawed socialist, La Raza, Mecha, Reconquista, Black Power group, whatever it is, comes in there, and it's usually led by some white wannabe hippie who's actually Ford Foundation funded and actually wants to kill you deader than a hammer. A lot of them actually know it. Thing is, they're not just dumb hippies, even the low-level ones. They actually want to kill you. That's what's sick. But they're trendy, and they got beads in their hair. "Oh, I'm trendy. So you don't know where the real killers are. And they'll send in their guys. I've seen them. I've actually been at these events where they got a guy, you know, who's trying to dress up like Pancho Villa, have the big mustache, and, "Ah, shut up, gringo. Alex Jones is scum. He's filth. He's your enemy." And I'm like, "You're funded by the Ford Foundation to abort Hispanic babies. Shut up, Jones. We're going to get you." Ugh. And then later walk out your car. "So what? Ha, we run things now. Hey, hey." I mean, you're like, "You actually know? That's right. And we're going to get you." It's like, "Oh, you're killing your people. Isn't that cute?" See, they know how to package things. They know how to package things. They know how to do it, and you've got to understand it. I went off into a side rant. One time I had an anarchist come up to me, and he goes, he admitted he worked for the feds. I mean, these are just scum. And they've got camouflage on. All right, we're going to come back, get to your calls, get into all the other news. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Vaccines. Again, every week or so I see articles like this. This is out of the Buenos Aires Herald. GSK lab fined over vaccine tests that killed 14 babies. And I see every week or so it's like Poland or Argentina or Brazil or Nigeria or Pakistan. They're giving people experimental shots that in some cases, kill the majority of the people. Like 50 homeless were given the bird flu vaccine. In the Polish town, 32 died. In fact, type in 32 homeless die after vaccine test. That's London Telegraph. Point is, or you type in, you know, children given polio by polio vaccine, CBS. I mean, it's just, it's, and then they're telling you, you're crazy if you don't just roll your sleeves up and take whatever shot we want to give you. And they always get a fine. They were fined 400,000 pesos. What is that, like $5,000? Argentine Laboratories Company was fined 400,000 pesos by Judge Oganinski following a report issued by the National Administration of Medicine, Food and Technology for the killing of 14 babies during illegal lab vaccine trials conducted between 07 and 08. Likewise, two doctors, Hector Abate and Miguel have been fined with 300,000 pesos each for irregularities during the studies. And it just goes into all these kids dying. And that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I just constantly see these reports. And then we're like, we don't trust that. Here's a report out of WLS. Brownsville, Texas police have shot and killed an armed 15-year-old in a middle school in South Texas. Brownsville Detective J.J. Trevino says police received a call around 8 a.m. Wednesday that there was an individual with a weapon at Cummings Middle School. Police found a student with a handgun in a hallway and shot him. Cameron County Justice of Peace Kip V. Johnson Hodge told the Brownsville Herald the student died. Shooting remains under investigation by the people that did the shooting. But the gunman was an 8th grade student at the school. They say the school was immediately placed on lockdown so he can shoot everybody if he was a shooter. And no one else was injured. Trevino said he had no information on why the student had the gun. Who even knows? You know, if it was a fake gun, you'd never know that because they'd cover their behinds. So there's some of those reports. And I see these kind of reports every day and never give them the attention they should. This is out of New York Daily News. And it says, teen mom shoots intruder on New Year's Eve to protect three-month-old son. And I see this all the time where, you know, the lady shoots the intruder, and then the media ask, was it right they did this? You know, they told a recently widowed teen mom shot and killed an intruder to protect a three-month-old son on New Year's Eve after asking 911 operator for permission. You don't need permission. Local media reported. That was just like the woman in California asked permission while the guy's busting in, and she keeps shooting him, and he keeps coming. Sarah McKinley, 18, was alone with her son in Blanchard, Oklahoma, home at 2 p.m., December 31st, when two men tried to break in. Her husband had just passed away from lung cancer on Christmas Day. Wow. She grabbed a shotgun, called 911, and begged for the operator to send help. Well, you had help, lady. She stayed online. I bet it was your husband who bought you that gun. For a terrifying 21 minutes and asked the dispatcher if it was all right to shoot the men who forced their way in. I can't tell you that you can do that. What an idiot dispatcher, even in Oklahoma. You think they know better. But you do what you have to do to protect your baby, the dispatcher told her, according to ABC News. The young mom fired when Justin Martin, 24, who was wielding a 12-inch knife, kicked his way through the door. I guess he thought this was Chicago or New York, where everybody's disarmed except the criminals. I mean, you start busting your way into my house, I'm not going to call, and I'm only going to make sure that you're not, you know, some family member in emergency. I'm going to say, who is that? And if you don't answer and you keep coming through, I'm opening up with a shotgun. I mean, you are deader than a hammer. I got a 7-round semi-auto, baby, and you are dead, dead, dead. I got one of the shotguns they board ships with. I think I'm going to buy the one with a big old ring on it. That's it. I'm buying the biggest riot shotgun there is. I haven't bought guns in a couple years. I think I'm going to go buy like 20 guns this week or something. Everybody else is doing it, but I'm going to go buy massive loads of ammo, too. I'm going to go clean out a shop. The problem is I'm always so busy and leave here so late the gun shops are closed. I just need more guns because they hate it when I buy guns. Buy guns, buy guns. By the way, we're pretty much sold out on sponsorship on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We ought to, frankly, raise the rates because we need to fund some new operations. But when you're sold out, you're supposed to do that. But the guys like to have the lowest prices out there. The point is that the only thing we don't have is gun sponsors. I mean, if you are a gun seller, here we are. I want to check you out, make sure you're great. I want to get behind you. So contact us at advertising@infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Chris in Illinois. Dominic in Illinois. Donna in New Hampshire. Mark in Oregon and others we're going to get to you. We're waiting for Julio to send us the audio of the soldier. He was there and interviewed him, who got cut off by CNN. We're going to play that clip when he gets us the MP3. It hasn't come through yet. And then play what the guy actually said versus what CNN put on air. That's coming up at the end of the show if we end up getting it on time. If not, it'll be on the nightly news this evening. We're going to have a very special nightly news tonight. That's all I'm going to say. We've got some special guests and things, but we're going to have a lot of key news covered. And some fun occasionally. Different characters pop up on the nightly news, kind of break in. So to the transmission, we're getting with the season of having Homeland Security, pop in and take over the program. I mean, they're actually doing that now for real. So we've got a little bit of a joke this evening. InfoWars Nightly News. You can find out more at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a 15-day free trial subscription right now to PrisonPlanet.tv. But for the next 4 or 5 minutes, I noticed that gold is up, 70-something bucks since it hit bottom a few weeks ago.
And I wanted to get Ted's take on why that's happening. Ted of Midas Resources, one of our longtime sponsors and also the owner of this network. Ted, what is going on right now with precious metals, and how does China and India moving towards new currencies tie into this?
Well, I mean, right now, China is one of the biggest buyers in the marketplace. I mean, they've really increased their commitment to what they want to buy. As a matter of fact, they're trying to make deals with one of the several of the major mines out there to try to buy all of their production, which is taking a lot of that away. But what's really going on, Alex, is this European crisis. I mean, the United States, the Federal Reserve has pumped so much money into our central banks that they're sitting on so much cash that that's helped keep the reserve, the crises from completely falling apart in Europe. But right now, that's all printed money. It's starting to show up. We're starting to see the inflation come back again. We hit about 1550. Right now, we're sitting at 1613 gold. And we've seen a high today. Here, let me just take a quick peek here. I just want to refresh. We've seen a high. Oh, I'm sorry. We're sitting at 1614. Seen a high today of 1619.90. 1592.50 on the low, but that's starting to come back up again, and it's reflecting the fact that there's so much problem going on over in Europe, and the very fact that we've solved our problems from printing money and creating these big deposits in the central banks, basically to bail out the buddies and the friends of the central banking system here.
Chad, let me ask you this question. You and others predicted that they could raise margin calls in the speculative gold market, the paper market, to lower prices and kill speculation. They've done that to an extreme degree. They also created uncertainty with the MF Global heist in commodities across the board, but we see oil and other commodities ticking back up. When you have central banks worldwide making the announcement that they're going to have concerted, accelerated devaluation, not just gold and silver, but every other commodity, you know, it stands to reckon, are going to go up. But what other tricks does the establishment have to drive down gold and silver, which they know when it's valuable and has high prices, discredits and competes with their fiat Ponzi scheme money?
Well, that's the thing. Since they've taken a lot of leverage away from the futures market, which usually drives the price of gold. I mean, when people look at spot gold, when I'm quoting 6-14-50, that's the settling price of contracts that are expiring right now at this moment, and that's what the delivery would be at this very second. It used to be 10% down to leverage, you know, 100% of the goods. Well, now it's 20% down to leverage 100%. So, you know, they can raise that reserve requirement even higher, but they've already knocked a lot of the speculators away. You know, they're just doing their best. I mean, the central banks of the world also hold some of the largest reserves that there is in physical gold. They have it mostly stored in New York City, and they have these lease deals that they have with the futures market, and they can raise and lower their lease rate for which they charge in order to sell their gold into the futures market. But that's really about what they have left. It's all smoke and mirrors. Right now, they're heavily relying on the printing press to keep the economy pulled together. You know, it would be better if it blew apart, especially for Ron Paul, because he would be just, you know, proven right again. And, you know, the people in Iowa obviously would have paid more attention to Ron Paul. But anyways, setting that aside, there's just so much chicanery that's going on. I mean, you just simply cannot print money without having a devaluation of the currency itself. Like you said, they're trying to manipulate the prices of gold down by raising the reserve requirements, making it more difficult to trade in the futures market, but the physical market is picking up right where it lets off, and that's where you see in places like China getting involved. I mean, literally many, many times, it's like 22 times as much gold purchased in 2011 than there was in 2010. So, I mean, the market is definitely European, and also in the Far East is growing for gold and silver. Yet here you see the dollar strong today, sitting at roughly around $80, and the foreign currencies are falling. But the only reason why that's happening is because the crisis that's happening in Europe is more scary than the crisis that's happening in the United States.
Yeah, but basically the United States, most analysts say, is sitting on an even bigger unsustainable derivative debt, and we've been tricked to think that it's our own personal or even government debt, even though the 15-plus trillion that is owed is now 100.3% of yearly GDP. So debt has now yearly outstripped the GDP of the entire country, exactly where the bankers wanted to get us. So now it's time to start our implosion. And the very criminals that did it will now dance around and say that they're our saviors. I see this as a gold and silver buying opportunity. As you know, I've got a little bit of silver and a little bit of gold, you know, over the years, a little bit here, a little bit there. This is an emergency backup. But I think now is the time to get involved. In the minute or two we've got left, Ted, tell the radio listeners about some of the specials you're offering. We're almost out of the book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. You get that free and the film exposing the banking cartel that's excellent, American Dream. You get both those free when you get three silver dollars at cost, ladies and gentlemen. That banner's at Infowars.com at the right-hand top corner. You can also go to MidasResources.com and find it, or you can call and get it, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You're not going to find a better price on the silver anywhere. And then you get free shipping and two free gifts on top of it, because Ted wants to have this as a lost leader to introduce you to gold and silver. But if you're really serious about it and want to protect yourself, I think the best move for myself personally is gold and silver. And I think right now is a buying opportunity. Ted's got quite a bit of gold and silver he's amassed. I know he buys when it goes down. Now, even though it's gone up some, he can still give you the older price. Ted, what are some of the best deals you've got? Tell folks about it.
Well, I mean, the Walking Liberty half right now is at $14.37. That's a wonderful buy. I mean, they were close to $20 when silver was back up at $50. I also have the Lakota Nation round at $37.01. Franks right now are at $3.52. We buy a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. If you only buy one, I don't think you'll find that deal out there. That's like less than $1,000 an ounce when you factor in the price of the subscription. I've got a few of those Campaign for Liberty proofs. It's not going to be much. If somebody wants volume there, forget it. But I would suggest that you get involved with that. It's one more way to spread the word about Ron Paul. That deal with the video and the silver dollars, Alex, that's what people really need to be getting involved with, because that video explains the banking system. It really goes in, it dives into how money came into existence in the first place. And until you understand that concept, you're not going to be able to answer these economic questions that are happening right now. Why are we in the situation that we're in? Why are the Europeans standing there protesting outside while the governments are trying to back down and pull in their budgets? You know, why is German trying to get out of the EU? Because they can't trust the...
Undoubtedly, we're sitting on top of powder keg, and all the elites are moving out of paper so fast it'll make your head spin. Folks, give Midas Resources a call today. 800-686-2237, the truly trusted name in precious metals for now, I guess, more than 15 years, but Ted's been in the business 30-plus. I was looking around for a gold and silver sponsor 15 years ago and found Ted Anderson and bought some gold and silver myself. And just over the years, they are the most competitive out there. That's why Ted is now the fourth or fifth biggest gold and silver dealer in the U.S., You see his ads nationally on television because he's so competitive. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for popping in with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Here's that number if you missed it. 800-686-2237. Now, Julio's computer's on the fritz, the guy that said he was going to send us the clip. But we're going to have him for the nightly news tonight. He's trying to send us the MP3 of his full interview with the military gentleman who was on CNN, and they cut the feed. Now, if this was an accident, you know, maybe. But I've seen it too many times on C-SPAN and CNN. When something like this gets said, the same thing happens. And I have another report here in D.C. They started bringing up corruption and ethics investigations in the feed cut. That's out of the Washington Examiner. And it was also on local ABC News, WTOP, covered it. So, I mean, this stuff's happening more and more. Which shows the system is concerned about exposure. In fact, we have that clip ready. Here is that clip. CNN pulls the plug on live feed of Soldier talking about voting for Ron Paul. The Soldier starts explaining how preemptive war is the greatest danger, and the feed is cut. Here it is.
Well, I'm really excited about a lot of his ideas, especially when it comes to bringing the soldiers home. I've been serving for 10 years now, and all 10 years of those have been during wartime. I'd like to see a little peacetime army, and I think he has the right idea.
Now, you have done two tours in Afghanistan. You told me you're going to go back for a third tour. I mean, if you can see your neck right there, what you have on your tattoo, 9/11, remember, and a picture of the Twin Towers. You know, some Republicans out there have been saying that Ron Paul would be very dangerous for this country because he wants to bring troops like you back from your post from all over the world.
Well, I think it would be even more dangerous to start nitpicking wars with other countries. Someone like Iran, Israel is more than capable of.
Sorry, we just lost our connection, unfortunately, with Dana. Dana, stand by if you can hear me. We're going to get back. You want to go to Candy Crowley over
in by the way, again, I don't have some fetish up here bashing Israel. Israel's run by the very same type technocrats that run our country. Their population's been rioting and protesting. But it needs to be pointed out. Wolf Blitzer, do you know what Wolf Blitzer did before he became CNN's main foreign correspondent? You know, back in 1990 or so, he was the head lobbyist for the large consortiums of Israeli government lobbyists in the United States and connected directly at the highest levels of the Israeli government. I mean, if anybody is a foreign spy, it's Wolf Blitzer. He should be investigated for that. And it's the same thing with all these British agents and Russians, whatever. I am for America. I am for the sovereignty of our country. And, I mean, Wolf Blitzer, just go look at his background. So it's very interesting that he was running the show when that happened. Now, I'd give it a 20% chance the feed really did cut out. Now, but reportedly from folks that have talked to him, the guy went on to point out Israel's got hundreds of nukes, which, by the way, CNN still won't say they have nukes. It's what the Washington Post says. It's rumored they have nukes. No, it's come out, their own scientist, major reports, Jane's Weapons Quarterly, CIA reports. Israel, a decade ago, reportedly had 400 of high-tech design. Some estimates are as high as 800. They bought race-specific bioweapons from South Africa. This has all come out. So that's probably why they cut the feed. Because reportedly, according to Julio, who's given us good info in the past, but he's having trouble sending us the MP3 right now, he got into all of that. In fact, is Julio even still holding there? Because I know I was going to get him on his... Well, let's go back to him. I understand computers being on the fridge. You got to go to the library. Just get it to us so we can play it. But what do you make of that whole exchange and what happened?
Oh, sorry, Alex. I'm on speaker. Hold on 1 second. Let me get you off.
That's okay. I know you were just on hold, so we can try to get that audio from you. Yeah, you could almost just plug your MP3 into the computer and play it over air for us.
It's still in the works right now. I'm actually converting it because it was in some weird file. Hold on a second, Alex. Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What do you
okay?
What do you make of CNN? Yeah, go ahead.
Being there last night, I want to make it clear to everyone out there: there was perfect connection, wirelessly, satellite-wise, between all the major networks. Not one network that was covering Paul in Ankeny last night had any satellite issues whatsoever. Watching that interview take place, I saw my buddy of mine was trying to get on CNN. He was like waving towards the camera. That interview was pre-recorded because CNN had a TV right next to their camera, which showed the actual live feed. So that interview was being pre-recorded. And
they're posing parts of the Situation Room. It's not even live.
No, yeah, it wasn't even live. It wasn't live at all. It was pre-recorded interview. And then I'm guessing CNN looked over the tape, saw that he was going to mention that Israel can defend themselves against Iran. And like you mentioned, Wolf Blitzer with his ties to Israel, he had to pull the plug. There's no way they can allow.
Why would they even show it, though, and cut it off if they were going to cut it? I mean, I know a lot of those shows, Glenn Beck and others, are admittedly taped to air. I've been in CNN headquarters and watched them, doing my interview 30 minutes before it airs, and it looked live with Joy Behar or whatever. I mean, I get that goes on. The View is actually live some days. That was why I was able to say whatever I wanted when I was on there. I went into the green room before I went on and made sure it was live. It was delayed about 15 seconds, but that's semi-live. But I mean, why? So that's probably the answer of why they would still air it, because you say you were watching their TVs there. How far behind was it from being live?
It was far behind. I'd say maybe even a minute or so.
That's still essentially. Yeah, no, that's still essentially pretty much live. That's so that's why they did air it. I mean, but there are problems on the road. I'd say 80% chance they cut it just so they would, you know, be able to make sure that something he was going to say wasn't going to get out. Because, you know, so-called mainstream media in the U.S. will not admit that Israel has nukes. You know that, right?
Well, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, on the Nightly News, when you hear the interview, the soldier, we've seen the media's spin on Ron Paul. Oh, Ron Paul's good, but his foreign policy is so awful. CNN, there's no way they can allow a soldier to say Ron Paul's foreign policy is actually good, because the people watching CNN will say, hey, this soldier.
No, I hear you. Julio, we're going to have to get back to you later. Get us that audio. Great job. I got to start jamming calls in right now. But we're going to skip this break because I got to get to everybody right now. We're going to skip this network break here. Let's go to a great job, Julio. We'll talk to you after the show. Let's talk to Chris in Illinois. Been holding for a long time. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks.
Hi, Alex. I saw an anomaly at the Iowa caucus last night. I was an observer. I'm an Illinois resident in Davenport, Iowa, right across the river. At the Radisson Hotel, there was three precincts. Two of them were in one room. I was an observer. Specifically at one of them, it was Scott County D33, and they had a small number of people turned out, 34, and D63 had 263. They're kind of facing opposite directions in the room, and when they gave their speeches, it was all for both groups, okay? But when the votes were being counted, a strange thing happened. The lights turned off. Not when the votes were being counted, but when they were being collected, the lights turned off.
Oh, the lights turned off. That's like in an old whodunit movie. The lights turn off, and 20 seconds later, somebody has a knife in their chest. Let me ask you this. How long were the lights off?
At least 15, 20 seconds. The thing is
were you there, or did you see it on television?
I was there. I was taking pictures.
So you're there, and the lights go off. Right, like, here's the bag of votes, and it's like, light goes off.
They're collecting them from the crowd. There was 263 people in.
Oh, and then a special little for Romney. Oh, my God. You've got to shoot a YouTube video, sir, with your testimony right now. You've got the floor. Tell us where you were again, what you saw.
I was taking pictures of D33, which only had 34 people, but it was in the same room. And somebody turned a flashlight on pretty quick after the votes went off. And I think that was fair. Ron Paul got 19 votes, Mitt 5, Rick Santorum 5, Newt 4, and some guy, Gary Blunk, got 1. Okay, the other group that was in the same room, you know, there's people handing their votes down the thing. There's people walking down the middle collecting them and stuff. And it was completely different vote. Romney got 106, Santorum 74, Gingrich 40, Paul 31, Perry 9, and Bachman 3. Now, I personally believe that Paul did not win in that vote, but I think that it's entirely possible that there were supposed to be a lot more votes.
But that's directly out of a whodunit where the lights turn off and then the lights go back on and something's been stolen or somebody's dead. anything else you'd like to add? I shouldn't laugh. It's just ridiculous.
It was Davenport, Scott County, D63 at the Radisson in Davenport, and it happened, and all the people there know it happened, and I don't know if this proves anything or whatever, but it's really, really interesting.
I hear you. God bless you. You know, I know the New York Times a few years ago said that I was insane and was at a hotel in Virginia imagining that Bilderberg Group was there. I mean, it's on record. Bilderberg was there. Secret Service was there. And they said that I was thought cars were following me and that men were behind trees. And they say that I basically had a schizophrenic event when a fire alarm went off. They know full well in my film, we're down there eating a hamburger at 11:30 at night before the bar and restaurant close, myself and Rob Jacobson. I got to go up and do Coast to Coast AM. Right after that, so I guess it was actually about 12:30. It must have been closing at 1 because that's 1 o'clock Eastern. So it's when that show comes on, 1 a.m. And I walk in 5 minutes before. They call me to go on the show, and right as I go on the show, the alarm goes off. But that's not the issue. While I'm down there eating a hamburger, the head of security walks up and says, I'd never talked to in my life. I've been checked in for a few hours. And the hotel's, you know, got people in it. It's just a day before Bilderberg gets there, a day and a half. And he says, we have people that come in here and steal vases and things and throw fire alarms. if anyone does it, I'm going to arrest them. And so it was a threat. But then if that wasn't bad enough, I'm going to go to your calls. I went outside during the fire alarm, and a fire truck pulls in, and all the people are out there, and the head of security walks over right in front of Jacobson and others and starts cussing at me and saying, I'm going to get you, Jones, and turn your cameras off. Because some of the guys had cameras 10 feet away, and I was like, get over here. But, I mean, they were trying to blame something on me. The point is 100%. But the media won't even admit that Bilderberg Group was there. I mean, Obama's there with Hillary, secretly meeting. It's all over the news. Where's Obama? Where's Obama? A day and a half later. And the media is making fun of me saying it didn't exist. That's how stupid they think you are. Okay, let's go to Donna in New Hampshire. Donna, what's your view on all this?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I was hoping to get in to talk to Bev Harris, and we worked with Bev Harris back in 2008, and I can attest that that was completely rigged, the New Hampshire vote. They had absolutely no chain of custody, just like Bev said, and also their official seal was like a post-it note. And it was incredible the way that they did it. I was an active Ron Paul supporter in New Hampshire at that time, and we drove all over New Hampshire, and we barely saw McCain signs anywhere. They were for Romney and a lot more for Paul. And that's why I say I hold no illusions as at the fact that on January 10th, we will probably see the same hanky-panky going on.
Well, we know it goes on. And again, I mean, this is about tens of trillions of dollars that these criminal interests control running our nation. This is about launching global domination and war. The government will ship guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. It is certified criminal.
Absolutely. And one other thing I just wanted to interject. As far as Corporal Jesse Thornton or Thorntons, or I forget how his name is pronounced.
Yeah.
I believe... you know, it's going to look like he cannot be aired on TV, and it's going to make it look like CNN did the most conscious thing ever by shutting down the satellite because military and Army Times do not allow active military in uniform to advocate a candidacy.
And by the way, CNN, it actually came out in World Net Daily 12 years ago, mainly uses military satellites. That's how they first got up. I forgot that. And it turned out most of their senior staff are doubling as Pentagon operatives. You can actually type in top CNN staff or Pentagon psyops. Try that real quick, Jared, before the show ends. Great points, ma'am. Again, the callers just make very good points. Mark in Oregon, you're going to have to be our tail gunner here. We're almost out of time. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv, the nightly news. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. I tell you what I've got here. It's going to take longer than you've got left, but I thought I'd just go over it as much as I can.
Real quickly, fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really time for Dr. Congressman Paul to stand up against the corrupt political vote-rigging system of Republican New World Order operatives. When the victory was stolen from him in New Hampshire in 2004, it was really time to stand up then. And it's time to stand up now. They will continue to do this every time, and we'll again be deprived of a president of the people. He has got to stand up. It's the only right thing to do. It's the best sportsmanship. It's not good sportsmanship to lay down for corruption. Isn't that true, Alex?
Well, I mean, we've got the referees openly cheating. And you know, nobody's offsides. Ron Paul keeps winning. They keep cheating. The other team doesn't even have to take the field. They just give the touchdowns to them and say the game's over. I don't know. If there's total smoking guns, I think Ron Paul would come out. He can't do it without total smoking guns. There's a lot of smoke, but not total smoking guns. Great job of the crew. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCN.